Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday evening with you. Going to be here for the full four. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much. You want to listen in? Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. Take your smartphone. Take your Alexa speakers. Take your tablet. Take your Game Boy. Your Light Bright. Your Nintendo 64. Whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you are on the go. Social media is at 929 The Game on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to keep up with us through our personal Twitter pages. I am at JMCH316. That is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. On the other side of the glass, producing the show, as always, Day-Day's in the house at the D. Lewis for real. Lot to get into with you here this evening as we get ready for some Bravos baseball. And Day-Day, let's get our song cranked up because, again, we swept the Mets, and what a great series. And look, it couldn't have happened in a better way, right? Like, every game, a comeback win, heroics, and the downtrodden Mets and things like that, that, you know, again, what was it? Buck Showalter was talking about, you know, well, yeah, we scored some runs. Yeah, you lost all three games to your division rival. So in honor of the Braves sweep and the Mutts getting sent out of town, hit it, Day-Day. Let's go. Here we go. Ready?
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
One more time.
All right, here we go. Ready?
F the Mets. F the Mets. Step right up and F the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. They're gonna suck for the rest of your life.
They're in fourth place now. Fourth place. Only the godforsaken Washington Nationals, the dreadful scuzzbucket Washington Nationals, are the only team ahead of the Mutts. Day-Day, have I ever mentioned to you how much I hate the Mets?
Why, yes, you have.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't think I had said anything.
Oh, no,
before.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
I
yeah,
did?
Yeah,
okay,
you
I
definitely,
brought it up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's do you have a tattoo?
Let's see. I don't have any tattoos on my body. But if I did, it would say,
it would
hate
say
the Mets.
Right.
Yeah. I'd like to trip Mr. Met as he's walking around the field. I hate them. I don't hate them as much as I hate the Red Sox. I really hate the Red Sox. I hate everything that they have ever stood for. And yeah, I'm talking to you, Steak Shapiro. Anyway, I hate the New York Mets. So glad that we swept them out of town. They're a disaster. They stink. What are they, 8.5 back now of the Braves? I told you, what did I tell you, Day-Day, a couple of weeks ago? Take care of the Mets.
Yep.
Take care of the Phillies. And mm-hmm. this last place schedule that we're playing right now,
yeah.
I'm telling you, we're going to get to July, and this is going to be 11 or 12 games that the Braves are going to be up by. Not over necessarily the Marlins, maybe, but when you talk about the New York Mutts and the full doleful fool.
Make it a two-team race.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it won't be a two-team
race. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. I mean, but again, Mutts, full doleful. All those teams are going to be looking up at the Braves saying, look, what happened? What happened here? I mean, when you're only staying ahead of the Washington Nationals, you know things aren't going very well. They're going well for the Braves. Braves are doing just fine. 3.5 ahead of the Marlins, 8 over Philly, 8.5 over the Mutts. So now the Braves start a series tonight in Truist Park, but they take on the Washington Nationals, the last place Washington Nationals. Can I just say, let's just handle our business one game at a time, just win tonight. And by the way, it is Friday night, so the best uniforms in baseball will be out and about tonight, right? Home game, Friday night, best uniforms in baseball with that. What is it, the alternate red or whatever like that, the red jerseys that they wear on. And by the way, will they do the throwback, the city edition tomorrow because it's a Saturday home game? Is that the city edition that they'll wear tomorrow?
You know what? I hadn't paid attention to the uniform schedule since it first released, so I cannot remember if that's going to be that
I think that home games on Saturdays are the throwback uniforms. I know tonight's the red, so that's all that matters because that's the best uniform in baseball. That red jersey, that red Braves jersey, I love that look. I absolutely love the way that the Braves look in that uniform. Like, they look, you know, to quote a John Moxley-ism, badass. So, again, Nationals and Braves, they'll get cranked up here in just a little bit. And, you know, look, the Braves don't need to stub their toe against this team, right? 7:20 first pitch. Now, as far as who the Braves are going to trot out tonight, well, it's none other than A.J. Smith-Sharver. And look, the Braves right now are trying to figure out because they're kind of back into what they were just a few weeks ago where, okay, we got no Wright, we got no Fried, we do have Strider, Morton, and Elder, but, you know, we're struggling to find anybody else. Unfortunately for Michael Soroka, it just didn't kind of come together right away. But here we go with another young guy, right? Guy who's moved up rapidly through the organization. And we'll see what he's got. I mean, again, we won't judge him too harshly or anything like that because it's his very first major league start. But, hey, let's see if we can steal a win tonight, right? See if we can steal a win tonight against the Washington Nationals. And, look, these are the kinds of opportunities where you're at home, you're playing a bad baseball team, just take it easy and relax and go do what you do. He's a very intriguing prospect. I mean, there are still several of those prospects that, you know, are coming up through the minor leagues that are still very intriguing. I mean, look, Dylan Dodd and Schuster and, you know, Smith-Shawver. I mean, there's a lot of intriguing prospects as far as arms go for the Atlanta Braves. I mean, look, when the Braves are fully healthy, it's going to be tough to try to break into this rotation because, again, Wright, Freed, Elder, Strider. Like, there's not a lot of spots open up, even with Morton, you know, potentially retiring at the end of the year. There's not a lot of spots opening up. Now, that could change if, if Max Fried is not here in the long term. I didn't say it. I didn't utter those words. If the best left-hander in baseball isn't here for the long term. So, again, we'll see if the Braves want to pony up the money that it's going to take to you know, sign Max Fried, because ain't no reason for him to. I mean, look, if he plays on a home team discount, plays on one of those, you know, kind of million-dollar-a-year contracts, I'll be the first guy to raise my hand and say that, you know, I can't understand why. If you're Max Fried and, you know, you're a 14-game winning, under 3 ERA, 175 strikeout pitcher, and arguably the best left-hander in baseball, I wouldn't think that, you know, a guy like that would play for fish heads and rice. But, again, they have a way of coaxing these guys into some of these contracts that, you know, we just kind of shake our heads at. And like, I mean, not necessarily even market value, but maybe even, you know, just a step or two below market value. So, Nats and Braves will get things going here at 7:20. Game four of the NBA Finals is tonight. So when did they play last? It was like Memorial Day.
So this is actually was a shorter time in between, because they played Wednesday night. So only, and I guess because they're still in Miami.
Yeah.
Although the first two games in Denver, they did take 2 days in between. So I'm not really understanding the logic.
I guess because they wanted to get the game on a weekend night, right? Because they played on Wednesday and they played then on Sunday, right?
Right. Thursday and then Sunday.
Or Thursday. Yeah. So Thursday was game one.
Yeah.
And even though they didn't have to travel for game two, but you want it on a Sunday night, right? I mean, that's good weekend, you know, programming
for
a Sunday night finals game. You know, Friday night's not a good night for television. Saturday night's not a good night for television. So Sunday, a much better prime time spot.
Especially with it being summertime.
And, yeah, absolutely. And, yeah. And I mean, you know, we were past all the Memorial Day stuff and such. But Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets will get things underway here. I think it's 8:30 tonight. So they will get things cranked up. And, you know, look, I was surprised that Denver went in there and took care of business the way that they did, right?
Yeah,
I was surprised that they went in and really kind of handled the Heat. I mean, they handled the Heat. I mean, 109-94. I mean, they pretty much handled them.
Yeah, and they manhandled them.
I mean, we talked about it. Look, if Joker and Murray are going to go for 65 and 30 rebounds and 20 assists, the Heat ain't winning another one of these games. Now this will be hasta lasagna. Don't get any on ya. Because the Nuggets will roll right through if they get those kinds of performances from Joker and Murray. Somebody, you're going to have to take somebody away.
Yeah, unfortunately for Miami, and I know we typically try not to do the must win situations and all that, but I'm sorry, me personally, this is a must win for Miami tonight. They lose tonight, this series is done.
Oh yeah, because Monday, so they don't do the 2-3-2 anymore.
No,
so they do the 2-2 and then the 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1- in Miami. If Denver wins, they're up 3-1, and Denver's headed home on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they'll probably wrap that series up at that point.
Yeah.
I would say that they would wrap that series up pretty quickly. Because if you're Denver, you smell blood in the water.
Yeah, and you don't want to come back.
No, absolutely, yeah. Because, again, they'll play on Thursday and have to travel back to Miami, and then game 7 is like flag day or something. I mean, you know, or game 7 is like a day or two before the 4th of July or something, isn't it?
I mean, it's actually on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Father's Day is June 18th.
Yep.
Okay. I'll be in Chattanooga that morning.
Nice.
Not night, but I'll be in Chattanooga that
we'll be in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, okay. So, very good. Yeah. So a little Dad's Day retreat for all of us. So. Atlanta United gets cranked up tomorrow. I'll be at that game coming up tomorrow night. So 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 kick, all of the action right here on your home of all things Atlanta United with Jason Longshore and Mike Connie. They will have the call for all of that. So, look, protect your home field, right? Protect your home field, and then they get a little bit of a break. And it's a funky little break, but they get a little bit of a break. They won't play again until Wednesday the 21st. So take care of your business at home against DC, and then you don't play again until Wednesday the 21st. Now, that match will be at home against, what is it, NYCFC or whatever, you know, EDOFP, EDM, or OU812, or whatever New York is. So they got them on that Wednesday the 21st, but then they turn right back around and play on Saturday against the Red Bulls. And they're up in New York, where they have not played very well against the Red Bulls historically. But take care of business coming up here. I mean, look, not a bad match the other night. Brad Guzan was tremendous, and he really saved them, and he really pulled them out of the fire. But take care of your business at home and get a little bit of a rest, right? You should beat DC United at home and, you know, give yourself a little bit of rest. Figure out a way to get it done tomorrow night, and then you get a little bit of a time off break until Wednesday against Wednesday against NYCFC, EDOFP on the 21st on a Wednesday. So we'll see what happens with Atlanta United. All right, we're going to talk to Stan Autry. We didn't get a chance to catch up with him the other night, but we'll talk to the former golf writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday evening with you. Getting ready for some Braves baseball as A.J. Smith-Shawver is going to make his debut tonight against the Washington Nationals. So we'll keep you up to date all night long about what goes on with the Atlanta Braves. Well, a lot of news, and there's been a lot of finger-pointing in the world of golf here lately. And, you know, listen, won't be very long before we get to our next major here coming up. So, obviously, the major schedule condensed nowadays in the world of golf. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Longtime golf writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, Stan Autry, is joining us. You can follow him on his personal Twitter page, at Stan Autry. Stan, appreciate the time. Thanks for a few minutes here on the show with us this evening. So we thank you. And it's been a crazy whirlwind last week or so in the world of golf with all the news being made.
It has been. And I was on a trip with some other golf writers, and we were sitting around having lunch on Tuesday when the news broke. We were all just kind of gobsmacked. I mean, no one saw that coming. It just, like, no one at all.
You know, if I guess the only thing that I will give Jay Monahan credit for is at least he was honest about the contentiousness of the meeting that they had, where he said literally, you know, it was heated, it was argumentative. I mean, I guess, you know, when the leader of this thing comes out and says all of that, I mean, again, it probably was five times worse than what he even said it was.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would have expected it to be sunshine and lollipops out of that meeting. There had to be a lot of angry people, and I think you've heard some of that boil over, and rightfully so. Those guys have a lot to be angry about.
So, what do you think that the Saudis' role, besides the money investment aspect of it, how much influence? What do you think the role of the Saudis is going to be in all of this?
That's an interesting question, and I think that's something that's going to have to sort itself out. But the main thing is the money. I mean, the PGA Tour during the pandemic continued to have, you know, tournaments, and there were no people there, and they put them, you know, they were left in a pretty much financial hole. Then when LIV came around, they had to start throwing money around, and I think a lot of it was money they just didn't have or didn't know where it was going to come from. So I think it was all about money.
Stan Autry, golf writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I know this is a dumb question, and I know the answer to it already, but do you think that there's going to be any blowback from networks or anything like that about the PGA getting into bed with the, you know, Saudi, the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund? I mean, is there going to be any of this blowback from the TV network standpoint?
I don't think so. I think, again, that there's so much. It's all about money when you get to this point. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's about the green thing, and as long as they're making money, I don't think they really care. It may be hypocritical of them. They may complain about it, but they're going to stick the money in their bank accounts and in their pockets as fast as they can.
I mean, look, we saw Rory McIlroy about, and some others, you know, talking about, you know, Rory thinks that the LIV tournament itself is going to go away, and he hates LIV and all this, that, and the other. But I don't know. I mean, do the players have any real kind of stand in any of this thing? I mean, can the players be an influence in this? Or, you know, are they just kind of at the mercy of what, you know, the PGA and all these groups are going to end up being?
Yeah, I don't think the players have much say in it. I mean, they had hand when this other tour came around, but I think that's gone. And the guys that jumped, you know, a lot of them made a lot of money, and the ones that didn't, who were loyal, like Rory, they played their hand and they're stuck with what they got. So I don't know that they've got going to have any influence at all. I think they're just going to have to take what's given to them. Now, I don't know if LIV's going to be around more than, you know, what it already is. I don't know how that's. I don't know how they're going to coexist with two different tours, two different formats, 54 holes, 72 holes, team, not team. Who knows what that's going to shake down? And I can't see that being around for much longer.
So, do you think that there's a chance that there could be some tournaments that maybe go away in the United States and there becomes a much more international presence? I mean, I know obviously golf is played all around the world and there are all kinds of tournaments across the, you know, across the globe, but you know, could there be a, if the Saudis kind of are the money people, could there be the possibility of, you know, more of an international influence in the world of golf, or do you think things will kind of stay the status quo?
Yeah, I think it's going to stay pretty much the status quo because the there are already tournaments that exist in that part of the world. The European tours had several stops in, you know, Dubai and places like that for years. So I don't think that the U.S. tour will be condensed. In fact, I think if anything, they may take some of that excess time around the holidays, the silly season, and add more events around there. So I think you may see more events, but I don't think there will be any more international events on the U.S. tour.
Stan Autry, golf writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. So let me ask you this then, because – look, I'm an older guy, and I grew up in an era where you saw most of the stars play in a pretty fairly regular basis. I mean, you know, and maybe not always the tippy-top guys, but, you know, by and large, I mean, guys had to play a lot more because, you know, they weren't making as much money as they have in the Tiger era now. But is it good for the game of golf if the product becomes watered down and we don't see the star power? I mean, and I'm not talking about necessarily like Tiger Woods because of his injuries and things like that. I'm talking about, you know, the guys that are the Dustin Johnsons and things like that where, look, there's no motivation to play 50 times a year because they make enough money in 8 or 10 tournaments to, you know, they got more money than the federal government. I mean, so, you know, there seems to be an effect that it could be a watered-down kind of product if the game is actually expanding and you don't see kind of the star power to it.
Well, that's kind of what it has become when they added these, you know, no-cut events on the PGA Tour, the heightened, I'm blanking on the name of the, there's certain events that are, you're worth more points or no cuts. They've already done that to a degree. And so the big-name guys are playing in all of those, and they're skipping things like the Canadian Open, you know, which is this week. If you look at the leaderboard, it's not a, you know, it's not the same as some of the other events. So it's already that way to a certain degree. I don't know if it'll get any worse or not.
Stan, I mean, do you think that there's a chance that the influence from the Saudis comes from the idea of they throw gazillions of dollars at a specific tournament in, you know, their home country or some or whatever, Dubai or wherever, and they pull in these big names? I mean, we know Tiger obviously has done things in Dubai and such like that, but do you think that they almost kind of make like an all-star event or just something where, you know, the way you get these guys motivated is money, right? So, you know, could you see a situation where they throw gobs of money at players to come play in a specific event, even like with the Deutsche Bank tournament that Tiger plays in and stuff like that? You know, maybe that kind of tournament where you get the stars out, but you're paying gazillions of dollars for them.
Yeah, and for years, the PGA Tour prohibited the players from accepting appearance money. The European Tour did not. So if the European Tour wanted a guy that they wanted to pay back in the day, Nick Faldo, you know, $500,000 to show up, they could do it. They could not do that in the United States. But now with the designated tournaments that they have with more money than you can ever imagine, you're making $3 million to win instead of $1.5 million, and there's no cut. You know, you play in 10 of those a year, and you ain't going to be hurt.
You know, Stan, is there any losers in this? I mean, eventually, as all the money flows in and everybody's going to make a gazillion dollars, is there any loser in this scenario?
Well, I would say Jay Monahan would be a loser, but he retained. I mean, he's going to be the CEO of the new thing, so I don't know how much, you know, he's got his authority and his power that he began with. But I think he lost a lot of. I think he lost a lot of his footing with a lot of the players on the tour that he sold the idea to. We're going to go head to head against these guys, and we hate them, and we're going to destroy them, and then all of a sudden we love him when we're playing together again. So I think there he lost a lot of face there.
Yeah, I'm sure
he's the loser.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, I'm sure Jay Monahan, when he starts cashing those checks, he's going to be wiping his tears with $100 bills. He'll be wiping his eyes with all the cash that he's or he'll make a bed full of cash and just I look at this thing and I hate to be this way, Jay or sorry, Stan, but I look at it as like. Are we losing kind of one of the things that makes Americana sports great, that, we're going to have this kind of international influence? And, again, I know golf wasn't invented here or anything like that, but again, the PGA and, USGA and all that, I mean, that's very Americana. Are we going to lose some of that with this international influence that, is going to be felt from the Saudis and from around the world?
Well, let's see how it ends up, it's going to end up playing out one way or the other. And I think we're not going to notice a whole lot as far as that. I think it's still going to look the same, and we'll still see Rory and we'll still see Scottie Scheffler, and the Masters will be the Masters. But we'll see how it filters down to some of the smaller fields, some of the smaller venues, and the guys who are trying to keep their card every year. Those are the guys I think are going to feel the effects more than anybody else.
Last question for you, Stan. Do you think that there'll be any pushback from players? I mean, we know we've heard guys, Rory saying the things that he said, but, words are one thing. Actions are another. Do you think that there will be any actions by players or any pushback about not wanting to participate in some of these events?
It could be, but they're so obligated to do what they do. I'm not sure what their what the limits of their protest could be. And I think, they're like me and you. If somebody's hanging out a big paycheck out there for them, they're going to be chasing it. So there's always that. It's just so much money out there right now. People are grabbing every dollar they can. They're going to make – it's like in Breaking Bad where they had the guy making the snow angels with all the money in the closet. That's kind of what it's going to be like.
Yeah, I'm regretting now in life that I didn't become a golfer. So
I regret a lot of times that I am. So we're even.
Stan Autry is the golf writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. You can follow him on his Twitter page, at Stan Autry, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Stan, really appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes with us here. And listen, continue success.
Enjoy it, John. Have a good rest of your night.
You got it. When we come back, who do you trust more, the Falcons' D-line or the Falcons' O-line? I think I know the answer to this, but do you think the Falcons have done enough on their defensive line to be trusted? We're going to open up the phone lines, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. Who do you trust more, Falcons' D-line or O-line? Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday evening with you. 404-726-0929. That's both our phone line and it is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Before we get into some Falcons talk, my one of my favorite people here around the radio station, she's doing some great work for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, doing a lot of good fundraising for them. And we've got a really cool thing that is going on right now that you can be a part of. And let's talk to my friend, Tanitra Batiste. Tanitra, how are you?
Hey there, John, and I apologize for that noise in the background. It's either going to be Hartsfield Jackson or it's going to be a dream game, which the Dreamer is leading this game right now, so that's exciting over the Liberty. But I am here, of course, to tell you guys about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society campaign. Thanks so much, of course, for having me. And like you said, we have something so cool that we're auctioning off. It's called the 92.9 Experience. So if you go to my social media, at Tanitra Batiste, that's Instagram and Twitter, you can find out more about it because we've been tweeting about it for the last couple of days. And basically, anyone who wants to jump in for that auction, you can have an opportunity. You'll have an opportunity to do lunch with Dukes and Bell, courtesy of Rick Caffey. Thank you so much. And Mike Conti, thank him so much as well. And once that person wraps up lunch, the next piece is for them to go behind the glass so they'll get to hang out with Day Day and Chris Thomas and see how all the magic happens. And then they'll have an opportunity as well to take just a few minutes to be on air with those guys. So that's just a really cool experience. And, John, you'll appreciate this. Our guy, Randy McMichael, also helped me to put together a Georgia basket, which has his signed helmet as well as a book, Make the Call, from Coach Mark Rich, signed copy of that, and some signed memorabilia from one Coach Kirby Smart. So great, great stuff that we're doing. 100% of the proceeds for those two auction items will go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which, of course, is here to cancel blood cancers, but not just blood cancers. As a 5-year breast cancer survivor, any cancer is what we're looking to stamp out.
Now, will you be around for the lunch in case, you know, Mike Bell gets a little over the top? Will you kind of slap him and get him back in line? Or, I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, John, because haven't I been the voice of reason for this station since then?
Yes. for those that don't know, Tanitra was the original producer for the college football game time show. So, yes. I mean, that's how far back we go.
Yes, and we also go back even further than that because John's show, his weekend show back in the day with John and Sam, I was able to produce there. And he's like my day one, or no pun intended.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Tanitra, I know you're doing a lot of great work. So give out the information again where people can be a part of this and register and have a chance to win lunch with Dukes and Bell.
Absolutely. Go to my Twitter, at Tanitra Batiste. It's a pinned tweet, and you can. There are actually a couple of different URLs because the Dukes and Bell package has a URL, the Randy McMichael Georgia Bulldogs has a URL as well, or you can go to Instagram and you'll find those same URLs there on a pinned post. So, yeah, and listen, as long as you're DMing me about LLS, emphasis on LLS, feel free to send me a DM as well, and I promise I will respond and make sure that if you want to jump in there, it's only for the next 12 hours. We're winding down, and we've got the bidding has skyrocketed in the last 24 hours. So make sure you go and do that like now so that you can get your name in the hat for those items.
I'm not even going to touch Tanitra and DMs and everything. I'm not going to get involved. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be nice anyway. Tanitra, thank you so much.
I love you for that.
Listen, Tanitra, we love you, and listen, keep doing the great work, and we thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you, Chuck. Thanks, Day-Day. See you guys.
You got it. Appreciate it. So, again, go to Tanitra Batista's Twitter page. You can check out all the information there. And, really cool. I mean, auctioning off a lunch with Dukes and Bell. So, how do you think that will go?
Interesting.
I mean, will they be working that day?
So I heard earlier when she talked about it with the Dukes and Bell, uh-huh. I know there's supposed to be an experience where they come. So I don't know. They'll eat lunch, and then there's also supposed to be a component where they get to come in here in studio. And I think they'll sit more over here and kind of watch the guys do their thing. So I'm assuming lunch may take place somewhere.
So let me ask, first off, will they be able to go behind the glass and take care of business for you since, you know, you were – promoted to be on my show.
You know, that's a good idea. Maybe we can have one of them.
Sorry.
I can just tell them, hey, just sit here and push this when it's time.
Right. So that we can actually work on and produce my show. But, you know, again, anyway, I do think that's what you were hired for. Anyway, so you think it's going to be a 3-martini lunch?
I don't know about 3-martini. I think it'll be something kind of cool, quick, you know.
It's going to involve drinking. I mean, it's going to be Dukes and Bell beer. I know Mike and Carl. I mean, Carl will kind of get Mike back on track, but I know Mike. I mean, it's I won't say that it's going to be, you know, full blown, you know,
right,
craziness, but I mean,
it won't be Fun Friday.
Yeah. It won't be that, but it won't be sober. I mean, you know, so anyway, all right. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. So who do you trust more right now? Do you think the Falcons have done enough on their defensive line to really make an impact, signing David Onyemata, Calais Campbell, Caden Ellis. I mean, obviously, we're talking about, you know, we talked with Steve Weiss about this last night. I've said it consistently about Arnold Ebiketie, finding that step up, you know. And obviously, look, Grady's still an impact player. You know, can D'Angelo Malone do some things to help out this year? Then you just flip over to the offensive line. Look, I think the thing about the offensive line is I probably trust them more. One is because I've seen it. That's number one. I've seen the offensive line play really well. And even with my questions about Drew Dahlman at center and can Matthew Bergeron anchor the left guard spot, because I do think that they are going to give Matthew Bergeron every chance and every opportunity to be that left guard. I think somebody is going to, I'll put it like this, I think somebody's going to have to go take that job from him. I think somebody's going to have to go in and steal that job from Matthew Bergeron. Because I just think that all indications, because they don't have good candidates in-house, and I think Jalen Mayfield is going to slide back out to tackle and be a rotational tackle. So he's going to do what they thought Jermaine Ifedi could do, and that's be a rotational tackle. I think that's what Jalen Mayfield's role is going to be moving forward as a rotational tackle. Now, again, they didn't really need Jermaine Ifedi to play, but, again, the concept of he's that rotational tackle guy, I think that's what Mayfield's role is going to be. And then it's going to be Bergeron's job to lose, I think. I think it's going to be his job to lose. So, you know, while I'll give the benefit of the doubt to the offensive line simply because I've seen it. But it's not like that there aren't question marks on that offensive line. Can Bergeron handle the load? You know, is Drew Dahlman, you know, on an upward path? Is he on an up arrow type of path with it? Because if he's not, and you've got a rookie that's playing at left guard and he's playing in a position where he's never played before, that could get dicey. And you could take away the good work that McGarry and Lindstrom do, you know, and you have to, you may end up having to focus so much of your attention to running the football on that right-hand side. And they should do that anyway, but you don't want to become dependent on the fact of, okay, this is the only side of the field that we can run on. Now, maybe those guys are good enough that you put those two guys side by side in a pure running attack situation that maybe they're able to handle it. But, again, you start putting a lot of pressure on that one particular side of the offensive line. And while I like the improvements that we made on the defensive line, I think Calais Campbell was a home run pick. I mean, it was a home run signing for the Falcons. Could not have got a better guy and mentor, teacher, playmaker, everything that surrounds all of that. And if Ebiketie can solidify one side, like if this gets to be a 38-sack team or more, we're going to be a really good football team. We're not just talking about, you know, maybe making the playoffs as a wild card. No, I mean, we could be a legitimate contender at that point for the NFC. And, yes, I know it's crazy to say, well, San Francisco and Philadelphia and stuff like that. But, again, you know, when you start to get – when you're a team that can get after the quarterback and pressure the quarterback and put him on the ground, you have a chance. You know, I mean, you start to get into those kinds of defenses that are real difference-making defenses. You start to get into those kinds of numbers, 40-plus sacks. Well, now we got something. You know, and I think we're going to be really good offensively. I would hope. I mean, with all the personnel that we have and all the guys that we can trot out in the red zone, the Pitts and the Londons and the Jonnu Smiths, I mean, you know, we should be a really good red zone type of team, not just a team that can go 20-20, but certainly when they get in the red zone, you can run the football. You should be able to pass protect, you know, when you're down there. So I'll give the edge to the offensive line for now because I've seen it before. I haven't seen it before in our defensive line. Maybe the upgrades are one of those situations where, you know, we become, you know, that type of defensive line team. I still say that we need, you know, even greater, better, more personnel on that defensive front. You know, there are a lot of guys that you're relying on that, okay, can Ebba Cady break out? Can Caden Ellis be the same kind of player that he was last year? Does Calais Campbell still have something in the tank? You know, Taquan Graham, you know, can he continue his ascension? Even though he got hurt last year, he was on an up arrow ascension. Will that trend continue? Can we get something out of the Lorenzo Carters and the D'Angelo Malones and people like that that are going to come in as part of a rotational scheme? Can we get some of those things from some of those guys? So I still think that there are a lot of questions, and the fact that we have the right side, especially, of our offensive line figured out. You know, now the thing will be is if Caleb McGarry can get to the point where he's a above-average pass protector, because for his career he's been a below-average pass protector. I won't say he's the Jalen Mayfield of right tackles and pass protection, but he's had his struggles. There's been a lot of sacks that's been given up, a lot of pressures, a lot of hurries, things like that from the right-hand tackle spot that we've had over the last few years that, you know, they switched up what he was doing to where it played more into his strengths, right? We've talked about before, Caleb McGarry can operate in a phone booth. And if you get him in a phone booth scenario and he can keep his hands on you, he's going to push and pull you where he wants you to go. It's not going to be a matter of you can resist. He's strong enough that he's going to push, pull you into where he wants you to go. And again, when you have a guy like that who, you know, is an effective run blocker and one of the better run blocking tackles in the NFL this past season, you have to lean on those strengths and try to mask the weaknesses of him. And if that means that we still stay a real run heavy team, then maybe that's what we do. I don't know. But I think that there's a lot of upside on the defensive line as well, though. I think there's, look, Ebba Cady's got potential for upside. Caden Ellis can be an upside guy. You know, Taquan Graham can be an upside guy. You know, David Onyemata, I don't think is over the hill or anything like that. So, you know, again, there are guys that I think have a lot of upside to them. Can everything come together? Can they put this thing all together? I've seen it in the offensive line after what happened last year. Now I need to see it from my defensive line. All right, Falcons flyover coming up at the top of the hour. Pro Football Focus is safety rankings. We'll talk about that next. Chuck in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday evening with you. 404-726-0929, that's both our phone line and it is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Before we get into some Falcons talk, my one of my favorite people here around the radio station, she's doing some great work for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Doing a lot of good fundraising for them. And we got a really cool thing that is going on right now that you can be a part of. And let's talk to my friend, Tanitra Batiste. Tanitra, how are you?
Hey there, John, and I apologize for that noise in the background. It's either going to be Hartsfield-Jackson or it's going to be a Dream game, which the Dream are leading this game right now, so that's exciting over the Liberty. But I am here, of course, to tell you guys about the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society campaign. Thanks so much, of course, for having me. And like you said, we have something so cool that we're auctioning off. It's called the 92.9 Experience. So if you go to my social media, at Tanitra Batiste, that's Instagram and Twitter, you can find out more about it because we've been tweeting about it for the last couple of days. And basically, anyone who wants to jump in for that auction, you can have an opportunity. You'll have an opportunity to do lunch with Dukes and Bell, courtesy of Rick Caffey. Thank you so much. And Mike Conti, thank him so much as well. And once that person wraps up lunch, the next piece is for them to go behind the glass so they'll get to hang out with Day Day and Chris Thomas and see how all the magic happens. And then they'll have an opportunity as well to take just a few minutes to be on air with those guys. So that's just a really cool experience. And, John, you'll appreciate this. Our guy, Randy McMichael, also helped me to put together a Georgia basket, which has his signed helmet as well as a book, Make the Call, from Coach Mark Rich, signed copy of that, and some signed memorabilia from one Coach Kirby Smart. So great, great stuff that we're doing. 100% of the proceeds for those two auction items will go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which, of course, is here to cancel blood cancers, but not just blood cancers. As a 5-year breast cancer survivor, any cancer is what we're looking to stamp out.
Now, will you be around for the lunch in case, you know, Mike Bell gets a little over the top? Will you kind of slap him and get him back in line? Or, I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, John, because haven't I been the voice of reason for this station since then?
Yes. For those that don't know, Tanitra was the original producer for the college football game time show. So, yes. I mean, that's how far back we go.
Yes, and we also go back even further than that because John's show, his weekend show back in the day with John and Sam, I was able to produce there. And he's like my day one, or no pun intended.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Tanitra, I know you're doing a lot of great work. So give out the information again where people can be a part of this and register and have a chance to win lunch with Dukes and Bell.
Absolutely. Go to my Twitter, at Tanitra Batiste. It's a pinned tweet, and you can. There are actually a couple of different URLs because the Dukes and Bell package has a URL, the Randy McMichael Georgia Bulldogs has a URL as well, or you can go to Instagram and you'll find those same URLs there on a pinned post. So, yeah, and listen, as long as you're DMing me about LLS, emphasis on LLS, feel free to send me a DM as well, and I promise I will respond and make sure that if you want to jump in there, it's only for the next 12 hours. We're winding down, and we've got the bidding has skyrocketed in the last 24 hours, so make sure you go and do that, like, now, so that you can get your name in the hat for those items.
I'm not even going to touch Tanitra and DMs and everything. I'm not going to get involved. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be nice anyway. Tanitra, thank you so much.
I love you for that.
Listen, Tanitra, we love you, and listen, keep doing the great work, and we thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you, Chuck. Thanks, Day Day. See you guys.
You got it. Appreciate it. So, again, go to Tanitra Batista's Twitter page. You can check out all the information there. And, really cool. I mean, auctioning off a lunch with Dukes and Bell. So, how do you think that will go?
Interesting.
I mean, will they be working that day?
So I heard earlier when she talked about it with the Dukes and Bell, uh-huh. I know there's supposed to be an experience where they come, so I don't know, they'll eat lunch, and then there's also supposed to be a component where they get to come in here in studio, and I think they'll sit more over here and kind of watch the guys do their thing. So I'm assuming lunch may take place somewhere.
So let me ask, first off, will they be able to go behind the glass and take care of business for you since, you know, you were promoted to be on my show.
You know, that's a good idea. We can focus idea. On... Maybe we can have one of them.
Sorry.
Right. I can just tell them, hey, just sit here and push this when
right.
it's time.
Right. So that we can actually work on and produce my show. But, you know, again, anyway, I do think that's what you were hired for. Anyway, so you think it's going to be a 3-martini lunch?
I don't know about 3-martini. I think it'll be something kind of cool, quick, you know.
It's going to involve drinking. I mean, it's going to be Dukes and Bell beer. And I know Mike and Carl. I mean, Carl will kind of get Mike back on track, but I know Mike. I mean, it's, I won't say that it's going to be, full blown,
right.
craziness, but I
it
mean,
won't be, it won't be Fun Friday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It won't be that, but it won't be sober. I mean, so anyway, all right. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. So who do you trust more right now? Do you think the Falcons have done enough on their defensive line to really make an impact? Signing David Onyemata, Calais Campbell, Caden Ellis. I mean, obviously we're talking about, we talked with Steve Weiss about this last night. I've said it consistently about Arnold Ebiketie, finding that step up. And obviously, look, Grady's still an impact player. Can D'Angelo Malone do some things to help out this year? Then you just flip over to the offensive line. Look, I think the thing about the offensive line is I probably trust them more. One is because I've seen it. That's number one. I've seen the offensive line play really well. And even with my questions about Drew Dahlman at center and can Matthew Bergeron anchor the left guard spot? Because I do think that they are going to give Matthew Bergeron every chance and every opportunity to be that left guard. I think somebody is going to, I'll put it like this. I think somebody's going to have to go take that job from him. I think somebody's going to have to go in and steal that job from Matthew Bergeron. Because I just think that all indications, because they don't have good candidates in-house, and I think Jalen Mayfield is going to slide back out to tackle and be a rotational tackle. So he's going to do what they thought Jermaine Ifedi could do, and that's be a rotational tackle. I think that's what Jalen Mayfield's role is going to be moving forward as a rotational tackle. Now, again, they didn't really need Jermaine Ifedi to play, but, again, the concept of he's that rotational tackle guy. I think that's what Mayfield's role is going to be. And then it's going to be Bergeron's job to lose, I think. I think it's going to be his job to lose. So, while I'll give the benefit of the doubt to the offensive line simply because I've seen it. But it's not like that there aren't question marks on that offensive line. Can Bergeron handle the load? Is Drew Dahlman, on an upward path? Is he on an up arrow type of path with it? Because if he's not, and you've got a rookie that's playing at left guard and he's playing in a position where he's never played before, that could get dicey. And you could take away the good work that McGarry and Lindstrom do, and you have to you may end up having to focus so much of your attention to running the football on that right-hand side, and they should do that anyway, but you don't want to become dependent on the fact of, okay, this is the only side of the field that we can run on. Now, maybe those guys are good enough that you put those two guys side by side in a pure running attack situation that maybe they're able to handle it. But, again, you start putting a lot of pressure on that one particular side of the offensive line. And while I like the improvements that we made on the defensive line, I think Calais Campbell was a home run pick. I mean, it was a home run signing for the Falcons. Could not have got a better guy and mentor, teacher, playmaker, everything that surrounds all of that. And if Ebikadi can solidify one side, like if this gets to be a 38 sack team or more, we're going to be a really good football team. We're not just talking about, you know, maybe making the playoffs as a wild card. No, I mean, we could be a legitimate contender at that point for the NFC. And yes, I know it's crazy to say, well, San Francisco and Philadelphia and stuff like that. But again, you know, when you start to get, when you're a team that can get after the quarterback and pressure the quarterback and put him on the ground, you have a chance. You know, I mean, you start to get into those kinds of defenses that are real difference-making defenses. You start to get into those kinds of numbers, 40-plus sacks, well, now we got something. You know, and I think we're going to be really good offensively, I would hope. I mean, with all the personnel that we have and all the guys that we can trot out in the red zone, the Pitts and the Londons and the Jonnu Smiths, I mean, you know, we should be a really good red zone type of team, not just a team that can go 20-20, but certainly when they get in the red zone, you can run the football. You should be able to pass protect, you know, when you're down there. So I'll give the edge to the offensive line for now, because I've seen it before. I haven't seen it before in our defensive line. Maybe the upgrades are one of those situations where, you know, we become, you know, that type of defensive line team. I still say that we need, you know, even greater, better, more personnel on that defensive front. You know, there are a lot of guys that you're relying on that, okay, can Ebikadi break out? Can Caden Ellis be the same kind of player that he was last year? Does Calais Campbell still have something in the tank? You know, Taquan Graham, you know, can he continue his ascension? Even though he got hurt last year, he was on an up arrow ascension. Will that trend continue? Can we get something out of the Lorenzo Carters and the D'Angelo Malones and people like that are going to come in as part of a rotational scheme? Can we get some of those things from some of those guys? So I still think that there are a lot of questions, and the fact that we have the right side, especially, of our offensive line figured out. You know, now the thing will be is if Caleb McGarry can get to the point where he's a above-average pass protector, because for his career he's been a below-average pass protector. I won't say he's the Jalen Mayfield of right tackles and pass protection, but he's had his struggles. There's been a lot of sacks that's been given up, a lot of pressures, a lot of hurries, things like that from the right-hand tackle spot that we've had over the last few years that, you know, they switched up what he was doing to where it played more into his strengths, right? We've talked about before, Caleb McGarry can operate in a phone booth. And if you get him in a phone booth scenario and he can keep his hands on you, he's going to push and pull you where he wants you to go. It's not going to be a matter of you can resist. He's strong enough that he's going to push, pull you into where he wants you to go. And again, when you have a guy like that, who, you know, is an effective run blocker and one of the better run blocking tackles in the NFL this past season, you have to lean on those strengths and try to mask the weaknesses of him. And if that means that we still stay a real run-heavy team, then maybe that's what we do. I don't know. But I think that there's a lot of upside on the defensive line as well, though. I think there's, look, Ebikadi's got potential for upside. Caden Ellis can be an upside guy. You know, Taquan Graham can be an upside guy. You know, David Onyemata, I don't think is over the hill or anything like that. So you know, again, there are guys that I think have a lot of upside to them. Can everything come together? Can they put this thing all together? I've seen it in the offensive line after what happened last year. Now I need to see it from my defensive line. All right, Falcons flyover coming up at the top of the hour. Pro Football Focus's safety rankings. We'll talk about that next. Chuck in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.